One of the hardest parts of getting older is feeling like something's off in your body, but not knowing exactly what. It's not just aging. It's often your hormones, too. When they fall out of balance, everything feels off. But here's the good news. This doesn't have to be the story of your next chapter. Hormone Harmony by Happy Mammoth is an herbal formula made with science-backed ingredients designed to fine-tune your hormones by balancing estrogen, testosterone, progesterone, and even stress hormones like cortisol. It helps with common issues such as hot flashes, poor sleep, low energy, bloating, and more. With over 40,000 reviews and a bottle sold every 24 seconds, the results speak for themselves. A survey found 86% of women lost weight, 77% saw an improved mood, and 100% felt like themselves again. Start your next chapter feeling balanced and in control. For a limited time, get 15% off your entire first order at happymammoth.com with code NEXTCHAPTER at checkout. Visit happymammoth.com today. And get your old self back naturally.
For a limited time at Verizon, you can get our best price ever for a single line. Just $45 per month when you bring your phone, which is less than you spend on too tired to cook takeout every week. Get one line on unlimited welcome for $45 per month with AutoPay plus taxes and fees. Visit your local Columbus Verizon store by April 2nd to save. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on unlimited welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Additional terms apply.
Hello, good morning, and welcome back, or welcome to Morning Ray. I'm your host, Lan. I have had the most unproductive last few days, but honestly, you know what? I deserved it. I feel like I've been in such grind mode and tunnel vision on creating content for you guys and starting to teach Pilates and being on top of my routine and making sure I'm working out and making good meals at home, grocery shopping, keeping my space clean, and just doing all the things, and I have felt really good. While it doesn't feel great to have been a bit of a bum this past weekend, it felt great to just be social and carefree and childlike again, and I definitely really needed that, and I'm just reminding myself of that. I went for drinks on Thursday night, and on Friday I had a friend of a friend's birthday that I went to, which was really nice. Yesterday was St. Patty's, so I went to a day party, which was a lot of fun. And then today I ended up going to Yorkville for brunch. I went to one restaurant, which best brunch, best breakfast. Went there and ended up having like a 2-hour long brunch, walking around shopping, well, window shopping, just being my spontaneous self that I've become in the past few years. And now we're having a very cozy recording session. I've been home for a few hours since then, obviously. I got home probably around like 4:35-ish, and I've been procrastinating. It happens. It happens to the best of us. I have such a habit with that, but I find when I'm super busy, I don't. But because this weekend has been more chill, I have procrastinated a bit. I'm excited to wake up super early tomorrow because I'm teaching mat Pilates at the Health Cafe at a bright and early time of 7:15. So I love to get there for 7. Usually wake up at around 6. So I'll have a nice productive start to my day. We'll kick the week off running. And I'm really excited to get back into that. I truly have loved being super busy and occupied with work and having this new part of my work where I'm teaching Pilates. And that's honestly a current favorite of mine. It's something new and fresh and exciting, and it intimidates and challenges me. So let this be your sign that if you are feeling kind of stagnant in your career, in school, in life in general, and there's something that's kind of been on the forefront of your mind for a while that you've been curious about and you have this like nervous, excited energy towards, lean into it. That is your sign to go down that path. It's God, a higher spirit, a higher energy, the universe, whatever it is that you believe in or whatever it is. It is that little nudge to be like, hey, tapping you on the shoulder, like maybe you should explore that. Maybe you should look into that. And I'm really grateful that I've done that. I really feel like I've started to come into myself more. Get out of this funk that I was in about a month ago. I had therapy last week, and the comparison from where my head was at in the month prior when I had therapy, because I usually have it every 4 or 5 weeks, typically around 4 weeks. So 4 weeks prior, I was feeling so low. The seasonal affective disorder was really getting to me. I was feeling really lonely and isolated, and I was really struggling, and it was really hard for me to break out of it, but I knew that I could find the light at the end of the tunnel. Just kept on encouraging myself to do the things that I know would make me feel good in that moment, and then in the end would end up having this compounding effect to drag me and carry me, well, not drag, carry me out of feeling the way that I was feeling. So if you are maybe where I was a few weeks ago, a month ago, keep going. You got this. Stay strong with your good habits, the habits that make you feel good, the things, the routines, whatever it is, keep doing it, even if it is significantly harder to do them, because it will help you dig yourself out from this hole that you're currently in. And choosing to sit in it, moan, and just like make it a part of your identity that you're feeling depressed or down, or that you have this gray cloud over your head, isn't going to help you. But if you kind of, not like, I don't want you to ignore the feelings, like definitely work through them as you're doing that, as you do what I'm about to say. And I did that. And I think that has really helped me, because in the past, my younger self would have just like numbed the pain and distracted herself. But work through the feelings, acknowledge the thoughts, work through them, then let them go. Just continue to hold yourself accountable by doing the things that make you feel really good. And a lot of the things that I'll talk about today as my spring essentials, some are more materialistic things and whatnot. And I mean, a lot of the things are more materialistic things, but I'll be talking about podcasts and books and habits and mindsets and routines, kind of similar to, I mean, I guess I really spoke about that on the Spring Reset episode last week. So these are more tangible things that you can also purchase if you love or explore or listen to, or content that you consume. These are my spring essentials and things that I'm currently loving and leaning on. But maybe if you haven't listened to the Spring Reset episode, that one will have more so mindsets and things and whatnot that you can look to. But reminder, or I guess announcement, I'll be officially announcing this later this week, but Hot Girl Sweat is going to be happening on April 5th in the afternoon. It's a Saturday. I'll be teaching. It's going to be at LSDR. We have incredible sponsors. We have Dermalogica. We have Nut Bar. We have Array, lots of fun sponsors, and it's a great place to meet like-minded individuals. A percentage of profits will be donated to Fora Network for Change, which is a charity that helps to empower women in leadership roles and in entrepreneurship positions. So I'm super excited for that, and let's just jump in, because I've been yapping at your ear off for 7 minutes, according to the timer on my recorder. Starting off with my podcast and books favorites. Four books, as you guys know, I have been loving reading The Pivot Year. I've slacked off a bit this past week, but I really just love reading a passage every single morning or whenever I have a moment throughout the day, just a little passage. Brianna Weiss's words are just truly the best thing that has ever happened to me. And I think the way in which she framed things and helps me reframe my perspective and my relationship with certain things in my life and about myself has impacted me so drastically. And I truly don't walk away from reading a chapter or a page or a paragraph of any of her books. I'm on the third book right now, like Pivot Year, it's the third book I'm reading by her, without feeling like I'm moving a needle forward. I will say though, The Pivot Year is definitely, well, not so much The Pivot Year, but maybe more so The Mountain Is You and When You're Ready, This Is How You Heal. I would say kind of all her writing is like this, but you really need to be ready to be emotionally vulnerable and honest with yourself when reading these books in order to get the most out of them. And if you are not in that headspace, you're probably going to read these books and it's not going to have the impact on you that it has on me. So really go into it with being ready to be emotionally vulnerable, to feel a little uncomfortable with yourself, but to embrace the uncomfort and or the discomfort and do it anyways. In terms of something a bit more lighthearted, I've been obsessed with the Icebreaker series. I'm on the second book. I'm reading Wildfire, I think it's called. Yeah, Wildfire. It's the second one. I love it. I also loved the Wild Love series by Elsie Silver. As you guys know, if you listened to last week's episode, I've been loving habit stacking reading with my incline walks with ankle weights on the treadmill. If I'm not doing that, I'm trying to read my book before bed instead of scrolling. As for podcasts, and I'm sure none of these will come to you as a surprise, but Obsessed with Mel Robbins still. Note to self, I love Too Much by Emma Page is really good. I wouldn't say I'm like a diehard listener to Too Much yet, and with Mel Robbins even, I've become a bit selective with which episodes I listen to, the same way I kind of am with the Skinny Confidential, and I think that's kind of just because they both upload a lot of episodes. I really love What We Said. It's a bit more entertaining, big sister energy. I love those podcasts. I really have been a big YouTube girl lately. I've been loving Jessica Stockstill, Rachel Ratke, Olivia Jade, JC Marie, Paige Lorenz, Peyton Sardin. Why can't I think of her name? Oh, I love Eloise. She's based in New York. I've been watching a bit of Maggie McDonald again lately. Why can't I think of her name? Oh, love Lauren Elizabeth, but that's not who I'm thinking about. She's a tennis wag. She's dating Taylor Fitz. You guys are probably screaming at me. Why can't I think of her name right now? Alexa, who is Taylor Fitz dating?
As far as I know, Taylor Fitz is not in a relationship.
Okay. Morgan Riddle is her name. I just remember that. Okay. Love Morgan Riddle, though I don't think she's posted in a bit, seeming as it's not coming up in my subscription box. But loving that. TV show I recently just watched was on Netflix. I forgot to write this down as well. Running Point. It is the TV show with Kate Hudson. It is so good. It is about this family that owns a basketball team. It's 10 episodes. I really, really loved it. Movies that I've been watching. I've been keeping a running list over here on my notes. And it came in handy yesterday when a guy asked me what my favorite movie was. Because for some reason, I can never think of it on the spot. I would say one of my favorite movies, now that I have diversified what I'm watching, is probably How to Lose a Guy in 10 Days, Good Will Hunting. What else? The Intern was really good. I wouldn't really say that was top. Notting Hill, so good, so good. I watched a series called What If while I rewatched it, and I realized how good it was. But I have a running list of movies that I've watched lately. So,
okay, you guys know, or maybe you don't know, but I'm making an effort this year to educate myself, more on investing, on finances, economics, a whole bunch of things. But here's a fact that may not surprise you. 66% of men are investing in the stock market compared to just 48% of women. And here's another one that won't surprise you either. Multiple studies have shown that women are better investors than men. Why? Because men are overconfident, and women actually do their research. The investing gap means less women have the chance to build wealth now, which can have huge repercussions down the road when it comes time for them to retire. The good news is, as you guys have heard me speak about before, is Acorns can make this easier and can help us feel more confident when it comes to investing. I know it can be overwhelming, but I want to help you guys be just a little bit confident, a little bit more confident in investing your money and making smart decisions. Today's episode is sponsored by Acorns. Acorns is a financial wellness app that makes it easy to start saving and investing for your future. You don't need to be an expert. Acorns will recommend a diversified portfolio that matches you and your money goals. You don't need to be rich. Acorns lets you get started with the spare money you've got right now, even if all you got is spare change. I personally have loved using Acorns, and you have heard me talk about it a lot over the past few months, and there is a reason why. Sign up now and join over 13 million all-time customers who have already saved and invested over $22 billion with Acorns. Head to acorns.com/Alana or download the Acorns app to get started. Paid non-client endorsement. Compensation provides incentive to positively promote Acorns. Tier 1 compensation provided. Investing involves risk. Acorns Advisors LLC, an SEC registered investment advisor. View important disclosures at acorns.com/Alana. I feel like being a woman just gets harder and harder as time goes on, especially when it comes to figuring out our hormones and hormone disruptors living rent-free in our environments, whether it's in the water, in our skincare, in our clothes, in our food, in the air, whatever it is, they seem to always be messing with us. And there is a solution. There is a solution. Hormone Harmony is a formula that is made with herbal ingredients like adaptogens that are shown to reduce hormonal symptoms in women of all ages. So no matter what your age is, no matter what life cycle you are in, life stage you're in, Hormone Harmony contains science-backed herbal extracts called adaptogens, which you guys know I love, that help your body adapt to any stressors like chaotic hormonal changes that happen naturally throughout a woman's life. Hormone Harmony is perfect for women of all ages, whether you are navigating PMS symptoms, menopause symptoms, or just the regular cycle symptoms. I personally really am a big fan of Happy Mammoth, and it has made me feel like myself again. For a limited time, you can get 15% off your entire order at happymammoth.com. Just use the code Alana, A-L-L-A-N-A, at checkout. That's happymammoth.com, and use the code Alana for 15% off today.
Are you feeling overwhelmed by hormonal changes? If you're a woman, you're not alone. With over 1,000 hormone disruptors in our environment, it's no wonder things can feel out of balance. On top of that, natural changes like PMS, menopause, and other life stages can leave you feeling tired, irritable, and trapped in a constant battle with your body. But here's the good news. You don't have to suffer through it. Hormone Harmony by Happy Mammoth is here to help. This herbal formula fine-tunes your hormones, balancing estrogen, testosterone, and even stress hormones like cortisol, which can contribute to weight gain, racing thoughts, poor sleep, and more. With over 40,000 five-star reviews and a bottle selling every 24 seconds, the results speak for themselves. Ready to feel like yourself again? For a limited time, get 15% off your first order at happymammoth.com using code NEXTCHAPTER at checkout. Visit happymammoth.com today and get your old self back naturally.
That I love. Been loving a rom-com. Love a rom-com. But favorite, I would probably say Good Will Hunting, How to Lose a Guy in 10 Days, Notting Hill. So good. So good. Okay, skincare routine. I've been getting asked so many questions about this. I would say the way my skin looks is, I would say, a huge part genetics, because I have pretty great skin to begin with, but I love my skincare routine. I also love the base routine that I do for my makeup, and I feel like it just looks so natural. Like, it doesn't look like I'm wearing makeup on my skin. It doesn't look cakey. It's very skin-like. It's very glowy, and it's very natural because I don't love cakey makeup. I don't like how it looks on the skin. I don't like how it feels. I just rather, when my approach with makeup is myself, but a little better. I do love a more dramatic eye, but again, it's still very neutral. Like, I keep it with browns and taupes and just very like neutrally colors that complement my skin tone and my hair color and all of that. So my current skincare routine is the Rode Cleanser. I've been using this since it came out quite a while now, and I think I'm on my third or fourth bottle of the cleanser. I love it so much. The Rode Glazing Milk, I have gone through so many of these. It's so good. I truly cannot live without it, and I use it also when it comes to my makeup, and I'll explain that in a minute. So the Rode Cleanser, the Rode Glazing Milk, I love the Caudalie Vino Perfect Serum. It's a vitamin C alternative. It also really just helps with any time I have a breakout. I feel like the breakouts go away faster, and it helps with any scarring or marks that they may leave and fading them. Also really love the Merit Great Skin Serum. I'll usually put this on before I do my makeup. It leaves my skin looking so glowy, and I always get so many compliments on my skin when I use this. So that's the Merit Great Skin Serum. I would say it's like a serum oil hybrid situation. I love also the Caudalie Vino Perfect Eye Cream. I was obsessed with the Rode Barrier Balm Cream Lotion situation. Barrier Butter is what it's called. But I ran out of it, and I'm trying to use a lot of the skincare that I have in my PR storage right now. So I switched back to my Dermalogica Stabilizing Repair Cream, which you guys know I was obsessed with this for months before I got my hands on the barrier butter. I've been using that during the day and then at night because I wanted to try out this cream as well. And I've been using this at night because it's supposed to help with stress skin, and I was breaking out so much from when I'm just going to assume that it's from this. When I ran out of my barrier butter, I was using two different creams and I think they were too heavy. So then I was getting all whiteheads and kept breaking out on my chin, and I still am a little bit, but not as much. So at night I've been using the Dermalogica Multivitamin Power Recovery Cream. So I use that at night. It's supposed to help with stressed skin and whatnot. It has vitamins and stuff in it. So been using that, but I would definitely say like I really love the Stabilizing Repair Cream by them. And then I finish off with the Tatcha Silk Screen SPF. Once or twice a week, I'll use the Pharmacy Honey Glow Serum or the Elemis Daily Exfoliating Pads. Sometimes I'll use that a bit more. And then for like a physical exfoliant, because my facialist said I had a lot of dry skin around my nose and I was getting some blackheads from product buildup on my cheeks, so she said to use a physical exfoliant on top of a chemical once a week. So I've been using the Tatcha Rice Polish. I find it works. I don't really know of like a physical exfoliant that I really love. I know Dermalogica has one that a lot of people really like. It's kind of similar to the Tatcha Rice Polish. Maybe I'll try that out. But using a physical exfoliant, I find that also really helps with skin texture. So you have that glass-like skin. My favorite makeup remover, because you'll know when I say like the mascaras that I really love, they are really hard to get off. And I find this is the only makeup remover that gets it off without me feeling like I'm yanking my eyelashes out. And that's the Garnier Micellar Water for waterproof makeup. In terms of makeup favorites, I'm currently loving the Say Glowy Super Gel and Starlight for under the eyes. I do this for my day makeup. I love the Say Concealer as well. The two mascaras I'm obsessed with right now are the L'Oreal Paradise Big Deal Mascara and the Panorama Mascara. I've gone through probably 3 or 4 tubes of the Panorama Mascara. I love it so much, and I just got the Big Deal, the Paradise Big Deal Mascara, and I also really love that. So sometimes I'll just do the Paradise Big Deal and then I'll layer Panorama on top. And because I have hooded eyelids, my mascara loves to smudge, so I'll usually top like finish off or seal in my mascara with the waterproof version of the Lancôme Hypnose Mascara. I recently picked up the Makeup by Mario Master Matte's eyeshadow palette, and I'm obsessed with this palette. I saw Kensington use this palette, and she used the shade MN6 all over her lids, and I have that on my lids right now. You probably can't really tell with my glasses on, but it is the most beautiful, stunning brown shade. Kind of like more, I would say it's more neutral and more kind of cool, on the cooler side of neutral and less warm. Beautiful shade of brown. I've been obsessed with it for day or night. Usually go a bit more intensively with it for a night look. I love bringing it underneath my lash line and it kind of creates this brown smoky eye. And then for night looks, I love putting the Urban Decay Moondust eyeshadow and Cosmic Cowboy on my lids. I just tap it on with my fingers. I also have switched up my highlighter. I was using the Charlotte Tilbury Beauty Light Wand in Spotlight for so long. I had the pleasure of being sent the Armani Beauty Luminous Silk Aqua Highlighter, and oh my god, you guys, I'm obsessed with this. And I think this highlighter, I have it in Halo. I also have it in this gold color, but I've been leaning more towards Halo, which is kind of like this iridescent white color. It is so beautiful. It looks like your skin is just naturally glowing. It's not too harsh of a highlight. The glitters aren't too big. It is so beautiful and it blends super well into the skin, which makes it look so skin-like. I was starting to realize that with my Charlotte Tilbury Beauty Light Wand, when I was blending it in, it was almost staying in a line or wherever I placed it, as opposed to like fully melting into the skin. I don't know if it was because of the brush I was using or how I was applying it, but this Armani Beauty Luminous Silk Aqua Highlighter is just chef's kiss, so beautiful, and it's not too insanely pigmented where it's scary to put on kind of like the Rare Beauty highlighters and blushes and etc. It is just, it's so beautiful. I cannot get over it. I really didn't think I was going to love it that much because I am so particular with products, what products I like when it comes to makeup, and I find sometimes certain products are too cakey or heavy for my skin. But oh my god, like if I could marry a highlighter, like I would marry this one. Like truly so stunning. For my full glam makeup, I have been obsessed with this combination for my base, and I have continuously gotten so many compliments and stopped for how it looks, and getting asked by my friends or any like girls around me, like, what the hell is on your skin? Learned about this technique from watching just like TikTok specifically. I would say Hailey does this a lot, like Hailey Bieber, me referring to her as the first name. But I put my foundation on the back of my hand, and I do one pump, sometimes two, of my foundation. I specifically really love the Laura Mercier Real Flawless Weightless Foundation. And then I'll do a pump of the Stay Glowy Super Gel in Warm Glow. I was using Starlight before, but right now I'm using Warm Glow because it's a bit more of a neutrally color. And then I'll take just a little bit of the Rode glazing milk all onto the back of my hand, and I'll use my fingers to mix it in together and then apply it with my fingers to my face, put it on, like blend it all in with my fingers as if I'm applying moisturizer or skincare. And I kid you not, you guys, it is the perfect amount of coverage. It doesn't look cakey. It looks skin-like. My skin looks more even. It looks super glowy, and it lasts so nicely. I do put the Milk Hydro Grip primer underneath, or I've also really loved the Luminous, the Armani Beauty Luminous Silk primer as well. Honestly, the Luminous Silk line is fantastic. I also love the foundation from that line. Honestly, forgot about it. I should probably pull it back out. But really just love mixing my foundation with the Stay Glowy Super Gel and Warm Glow and Rode Glazing Milk. It gives you like this really hydrated, youthful glow. I switched back to my NARS Light Reflecting Pressed Setting Powder in Crystal. I was finding, and I never really understood this so much, and I know I'm still very young, like I'm only 25, but your skin definitely changes as you get older, and I was finding the loose setting powders I was using with a puff. I don't know if it's because like we're still kind of in winter, I don't know, but I was finding my under eyes were getting like really dry and creasing, and it wasn't looking cute. And I was also finding it to make my makeup look a little cakey when I used to really like it. I switched back to the NARS pressed powder that's light reflecting this past week, and I'm so much happier. It looks so much better. It doesn't get cakey, it doesn't crease, and it's honestly just perfect, and it works really well with the Laura Mercier foundation that I use. The blush combination I've been obsessed with for my full glam look is the Rode Pocket Blush and Sleepy Girl with a little bit of the NARS Orgasm Liquid Blush on top. It is so pretty. I've also have been loving the Hourglass Ambient Light Bronzer to go on top of my contour. The contour I've been using is the Westman Atelier Contour Stick in Biscuit. It is so good, you guys. I've also been loving the Rode Lip Shapes. I've been using Lean, and what else? I like Lean, I like Twist, I like Lunge, I like Press Bend that I really like, but I love them. And I just do it with either a light pink gloss, like a sheer gloss, or honestly, sometimes I just like wearing them alone. I love how it makes my lips look. I love how creamy and smooth it is. I really was such a MAC Cosmetics lip liner girl for Whirl, like the shade Whirl, but I've been loving the softer finish of the Rode Lip Shapes. Hair care. I also need some of your assistance on this. I don't know if it's because I've been doing more slick backs lately that's causing my hair to fall out more, but I've been having a lot of fallout, like more than a normal amount, and I feel like my hair has thinned quite a bit since the fall. So if you have any recommendations for serums or hair care, anything like that, please do let me know. But these are the products that I have been loving lately and am currently obsessed with this time of year. The Pureology Hydrate Shampoo and Conditioner is so good. I love her. The Color Wow Dream Coat in Extra Strength, truly cannot live without her, especially as we're coming into a warmer time of year. It's more humid. I have curly hair. Been reaching for my Pureology Color Fanatic Multitasking Leave-In. I love that this is also a heat protectant, and it does so many different things. Just search it up. I think I'll Well, I'll have a link down below, but you can read all the different things. It fights against frizz and humidity, breakage, like so many different things. Been loving doing the Orbe Mirror Rinse Glass Hair Treatment. You guys know I'm a sucker for a good gloss at home. I'll do that at least once a week. The Crown Affair Finishing Gel with the Brigio Sleek Stick is perfect for slick backs. And then I've really been loving the Orbe Bonding Oil for... not the Orbe, the Olaplex. I don't know why I wrote Orbe. I mean, I love the Orbe Gold Lust Hair Oil. And then I recently started using the L'Oreal Glycolic Gloss Shine Leave-In Hair Serum. It has sparkles in it. I love it. I'll use it as a finishing product. After I style my hair, I'll put a little bit on my hand, rub my fingers together, and then thread it through my hair. Wellness favorites. I have been obsessed with Reformer Pilates. I feel like I've been doing Reformer more than mat lately. I've been going to Solace in Toronto a lot. I really like the Shape and the Sets class. I've been obsessed with also trying different Megaformer or Transformer classes. So I've been going to Carrie's a bit in Toronto. I don't know why I waited so long to try that, but I've been going there. Obviously, you guys know I love Jaybird. I haven't gotten a chance to take a class at LSDR yet, but that's the studio where I teach. And I would love to take one of my colleagues' classes. Yes, I can say colleagues, my coworkers. I'm trying out a new studio this week. I'm going to Framework in Liberty Village, and they have the new Mega Former Pros, like the new Legree machines that kind of you can bend the platform and the carriage and whatnot. So I'm excited to try that out.
For a limited time at Verizon, you can get our best price ever for a single line. Just $45 per month when you bring your phone, which is less than you spend on too tired to cook takeout every week. Get one line on unlimited welcome for $45 per month with autopay plus taxes and fees. Visit your local Columbus Verizon store by April 2nd to save. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on unlimited welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Additional terms apply. For a limited time at Verizon, you can get our best price ever for a single line. Just $45 per month when you bring your phone, which is less than you spend on too tired to cook takeout every week. Get one line on unlimited welcome for $45 per month with autopay plus taxes and fees. Visit your local Columbus Verizon store by April 2nd to save. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on unlimited welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Additional terms apply. For a limited time at Verizon, you can get our best price ever for a single line. Just $45 per month when you bring your phone, which is less than you spend on too tired to cook takeout every week. Get one line on unlimited welcome for $45 per month with autopay plus taxes and fees. Visit your local Columbus Verizon store by April 2nd to save. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on unlimited welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Additional terms apply.
But really just been leaning into Pilates, leaning into my hot girl walks on the treadmill. I love doing an incline walk. I'll do it between 5 to 7% incline at 3 miles per hour with my 1 pound ankle weight. And I'll habit stack that with reading. And I really have been just like loving doing that on days where I'm not doing a Pilates class to get more steps in. And hopefully now that it's getting warmer, just walking more in general. Been a very big electrolytes girl lately, more than usual, especially with teaching. It is so important that I'm staying hydrated when I'm teaching. Been obsessed with Array Tone. However, I've been told they're sold out in Canada, and I'm so sad because I'm very low on mine. I also love my Array Tribiotic. I ran out of it. I'm waiting for my restock to come in. But I've been taking this other one for the time being, which has like I don't know how to pronounce it, like that mineral thing, shalit in it. It's called Ground. It's a soil-based probiotic, Daily Dirt. Okay, it's by the brand Ground. It's called Daily Dirt. It says best for reducing bloating, improving gut health, boosting immunity, and supporting detoxification. Find balance with Daily Dirt, an advanced all-in-one probiotic supplement crafted to elevate your gut health and overall well-being. Powered by soil-based probiotics with a natural protective shell, it ensures maximum potency by surviving your body's harsh environment. Enhanced with fulvic and humic acids for nutrient absorption and super herbs for added detoxification and healing, Daily Dirt goes beyond traditional probiotics to support digestion, immunity, and vitality. It's also a woman-led company, which is really sick. Okay, this is what it says the whole body benefits are. Enhanced gut microbiome, which obviously we know that when it comes to a probiotic. Improved digestive health, mineral recuperation, nervous system regulation, inflammation relief, boosted immunity, improved cognitive function. So I've been taking this, it says 2 times a day. I've been doing it once a day. Maybe I need to up it. I did not take it today, and it says avoid taking before bedtime. So I'll be taking that again tomorrow, but I've been really loving taking that. It says there's fulvic and humic acid in this, he, she, wu, reishi, tulsi, rhodiola, medium chain triglycerides, magnesium, and vitamin D. So, and then obviously a few different strains of probiotics, which we love. So, been taking that. What other wellnessy things have I been loving? Been obsessed still with my hatch. Obsessed with my hatch. I'm gonna put my glasses as a favorite in here. I've been obsessed with my glasses from Kits. I've also been obsessed with the glasses that I picked up from Pair Eyewear. Just love. I've been on an orange juice kick, specifically orange juice with pulp. I've been loving making my iced coffees again. I got these really cute glasses. I posted them on my Instagram. I saw Claudia Saluski get them. They're these little 13-inch glass, like ribbed glasses, and then they came with lids so you could take it to go. Been really loving doing that and making my iced coffee in there. What other wellness things? Oh, been loving having peppermint vanilla tea before bed. I'm gonna make one after this. My Ultra Human Ring, I'm still obsessed with it. I love it for tracking my cycle. I love it for my sleep and recovery scores, and it honestly helps me keep accountable with going to bed at a reasonable hour and also figuring out different things that make it easier for me to get a better sleep score and like feel better in terms of my sleep. I've learned that snacking later or having dinner later definitely impacts my sleep for sure. So really loving that. My goal this week with my hatch is they have a challenge to put your phone away by a certain time and then you check in the next morning. So my plan this week is to stick to that and it's not use my phone past 10 p.m. So it's 9 p.m. right now. So hopefully we can do this. And the only exception I'll give to that rule is if I go to bed past 10 p.m. to set my alarm, because I change my alarm for my hatch on there a lot of the time depending on my schedule. Really been obsessed with smoothies, obsessed with taking colostrum in my smoothies again, been putting collagen in my smoothies, really obsessed with my NuFix protein powder. I have a code for them. It's LannyBeFit. It will get you 15% off. But those are kind of my wellness faves. What else? Fashion. I've been obsessed with my Goldie jeans, the low slung baggies. I'm wearing them in blue right now. I've also been loving them in the black wash that I have. Love my Bella jeans by Girlfriend. As always, been obsessed with this t-shirt from the brand Nudes, the vintage cotton everyday t-shirt. I'm not wearing it right now, it's in the wash, but obsessed with that. Obsessed with a lace bra. The one I'm currently wearing is from Intimacy, but Skims also has really nice ones. Same with Victoria's Secret. I don't know, there's something just like that feels so sexy about an unlined lace black bra. Literally bought it for me. No one's seeing this, but it's really just like the little things that you can do every day to make you feel sexier and more confident. Like I love a good matching underwear and bra. Love a good matching flattering pajama set. Like investing in the Skims PJs was probably the best thing ever. They were so expensive. It was like $200 a set, and honestly I want more. But one, it feels so comfy and they're the best pajamas ever in terms of feel. But two, They're also so flattering, and I feel so much more confident about myself. It's really just like the little things that can bring you joy. I've been obsessed with Salomon sneakers. I've been trying to figure out which colorway I want. I really think I want the vanilla almond milk colorway. That literally sounds so like granola girly pop, but super into that. What else have I been loving in terms of like fashion? Love using eyewear as an accessory. Love my leather jacket. Loving baggy jeans with like the boxier t-shirt look. Been loving wearing my hair in a high back slick pony, even though I think my hair is hating it and it's making my hair thin more, so that's great. I don't know, I just feel like such a badass bitch when I'm wearing my low baggy jeans, the boxy t-shirt, my leather jacket, my glasses, and my hair slicked back up. It just, I feel so cool and confident and powerful. And that's just the vibe we want. It is getting late and my brain has like 2 brain cells. What else have I been loving for spring? Love a candle. Love Vanilla Era by Boy Smells. Love Hanuki Phantom. Been loving just not having my air on and opening up the door because in my windows because it's getting warmer out. Been obsessed with the Sol de Janeiro Boom Boom Cream. I am so happy I restocked on that and I've been using it again. Also really love for more drugstore friendly. Love the Nivea Vanilla Almond Oil Body Lotion. I forgot how good that is. Love the Salt and Stone body washes as well. There's just like something so fun about a luxurious body wash and it smells so good and the scent stays on your skin. Also love the L'Occitane Almond Body Oil body wash. Been also keeping hand cream around with me. Like, is this a thing like of maturing? I love the, oh my god, why can't I think of the brand right now? It's a Toronto brand. The brand Cydia. I've been really liking, wow, I literally, you guys, my brain is so slow today. Been loving the Cydia hand serum. I take it everywhere. The packaging is just so sleek and beautiful. Also love the L'Occitane hand creams, obviously. I think that is it for my spring essentials. I hope that you enjoyed this episode. I would love to hear what you are currently loving for spring, and let me know if you're listening to this episode on Spotify. Leave it as a comment. If you are listening on Apple, you can DM me. Even if you're listening on Spotify, anything, DM me at the Morning Ray Podcast Instagram or my personal Instagram at Alana Bloomberg. I will be posting YouTube vlogs bi-weekly on Thursdays at the moment. I think that's the most sustainable frequency upload time. I've been posting shorts on there every day. And if you like this episode, make sure to leave a rating and review, as that is how you can help support the pod and how I can work on making the pod better. But I love you guys so much. Tag me in your stories, Instagram reels, TikToks, whatever it is that you're posting. I love seeing that you guys are sharing, that you're listening to the pod. Send this to a friend, and I love you guys so much. We'll chat soon. Bye, guys.
For a limited time at Verizon, you can get our best price ever for a single line. Just $45 per month when you bring your phone, which is less than you spend on too tired to cook takeout every week. Get one line on unlimited welcome for $45 per month with autopay plus taxes and fees. Visit your local Columbus Verizon store by April 2nd to save. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on unlimited welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Additional terms apply. For a limited time at Verizon, you can get our best price ever for a single line. Just $45 per month when you bring your phone, which is less than you spend on too tired to cook takeout every week. Get one line on unlimited welcome for $45 per month with autopay plus taxes and fees. Visit your local Columbus Verizon store by April 2nd to save. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on unlimited welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Additional terms apply.